Minister, the Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland are urgently requesting a meeting with you. You met them briefly in a hotel in Donegal in 2022, and they were hoping to meet with you last year, but the situation had got even worse than when they met you. It's around adults with diabetes type 1 and just the lack of endocrinologists, podiatrists, advanced nurse practitioners. So we're asking for an urgent intervention that you'd meet with them at the earliest opportunity to hear the issues and to try to get them turned around.
Thanks very much. And as you said, I have met with a group, a very active, a very effective group in Donegal. Deputy, what I'd like to do is I'd like to just highlight some of the important progress that our healthcare workers in Letterkenny University Hospital have achieved. And it really is very encouraging to see. So just in the last while, they have reduced the number of patients awaiting a first appointment by 2/3, which is fantastic. They've brought it down, I think, in just the last year. I'll double check, but I think in just the last year, they've brought it down from 243 patients to just 85 patients. And obviously, we want to bring that right within the normal launch of care, 10 to 12 weeks. But a 2/3 reduction really is very, very encouraging to see. All patients now with type 1 diabetes are getting their first appointment within 6 to 8 weeks, which was not the case previously. And most patients with type 2 diabetes have been waiting less than 6 months, and that's coming down. Obviously, 10 to 12 weeks is our target. But previously, Deputy, it was up to about 2 years. So I really just want to commend the healthcare workers in Letterkenny Hospital and in the community for achieving that. It's a huge achievement. Why is it happening? Partly because we opened a new community hub in February of last year. So it's resulted in important improvements in patient care, 10,000 individual patient interactions for over 2,000 patients since it's been opened. And then specifically to the concerns raised, Deputy, recruitment for the consultant post in the community hub is also underway, and the recruitment of the endocrinology posts is being advanced. I know there is frustration. I know these posts have been advertised before. The fact that we're now advertising for them under the new consultant contract should make a very significant difference.
Minister, what you've just read out doesn't tally with the request for the meeting that has been sent to you. The Donegal Diabetes branch has said the patient safety is beyond critical at the hospital. Beyond critical. That's their words. There's currently no endocrinologist, 3 vacant posts, no advanced nurse practitioners, 2 posts that weren't approved by the HSE, no podiatrist, 2 vacant posts, no access to pump start therapy, no psychology support, and Letterkenny University Hospital has the worst record of recall for type 1 patients with over 3 years waiting lists. So that's the correspondence that's been sent to you. So there's something badly wrong in what you're being told through SAILTA, I assume, and what's actually happening on the ground. And as you acknowledged at the start, the Donegal Diabetes branch, you know, are really respected. They've met various ministers over the year, from the current Taoiseach right through James Reilly through to yourself. So I'm asking you to please meet them at the earliest opportunity.
Thanks very much, Deputy. Look, as you said, the focus right now is getting these consultants in place. Fully accept that. Letterkenny is approved for 2 full-time posts with 100% commitment at the hospital, and then, as you say, a 3rd post. The focus is on those endocrinology posts. There was a very effective intervention by HSE Central for Letterkenny on the back of a visit I had there some time ago in recruiting more consultants. I'm going to engage back now with Central HSE, the HR team, to see what else we can do, because we have the new consultant contract in place. You'll be aware from discussions between the NHS and the HSE now, we're paying twice what the NHS consultants are getting. It's a very attractive contract for international recruitment. So I'm going to ask the HSE to engage specifically with Letterkenny, as they've done in other specialties, and we need to get these 3 endocrinologists in place, because as you've pointed out and as the community know, it's the hiring of those endocrinologists with their support staff that will get the diabetes services that the people of Donegal need and deserve.
Just very briefly again, Mr. Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland. As you know, they're highly respected, and I think you need to meet them face to face to get their account of what's happening so that you can best address the issues.
Certainly the next time I'm in Donegal, there's no issue with that, but we're very clear what the issue is. The issue is a lack of recruitment. We have the money, we have the posts, we need, as you say, the advanced nurse practitioners, we need the endocrinologists. So what I want to do is I want to use that time to get the posts in place. I'm very aware of the issues they're raising, and there is ongoing engagement through the HSC, but of course we would never rule out a future meeting.